Hello there.
CBS presents this program in color.
Autobots, roll out. End of line.
Sounds pretty heavy.
Wait, has nothing to do with it.
I am the Knight Industries 2000.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm Batman.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Welcome to Vintage Geeks, where we are saving the multiverse from Warner Brothers, one podcast at a time. I'm David.
I'm James Gunn's nephew.
I'm the ghost of Henry Cavill past.
And motherfucker, we can't even be gone for like we can't take a vacation without fucking Warner Brothers just being like, hey, let's fuck it all up, guys. Let's just fucking God damn Warner Brothers. I'm all done. I can't do it anymore, guys.
They are so... Somebody posted, and I put it on our page, if Oblivious was a company, that's Warner Brothers. Because, you know, you can Wonder Woman, the whole thing. And then, yesterday, you update your cover image on DC Comics with Gal Gadot. Okay, fine. So, wait a minute.
All right. In their defense, it apparently wasn't their idea to dump Patty Jenkins. Like, she decided to walk away from it.
James Gunn, again, they are wiping the Snyderverse clean. Like, you know, you saw the reports that the Cavill cameo and whatever else in The Flash, that's getting cut.
I heard that. I
Gal
that,
Gadot yeah. has a part in Shazam 2 also.
So, oh, she does. I didn't know that.
So, you know, at first I thought, is now with all this happening, is The Flash going to be the Flashpoint reboot, kind of like the animated movie did to the, you know, Man of Steel did it to the New 52.
Right.
But I'm telling you.
So what are they going to do? Build this world around fucking Ezra Miller's Flash?
Listen, there is a real possibility. There is a real possibility that the Flash never sees the light of day.
At this point, it shouldn't. There's absolutely no reason, zero, less than a zero reason why.
There is a reason. There is a reason.
Please.
The bottom line. The bottom line. That's all it is. It's Warner Brothers going. It's Warner Brothers going. We've already sunk so much fucking money into this movie. We might as well release it. You don't think that they're not going to release Shazam 2 or Aquaman 2?
Okay. So wait a minute. Explain why they dumped Batgirl then. Because
it wasn't filmed. It wasn't filmed. It hadn't been. It had. We're talking about
it
films
was
that are done.
No, they did, the Batgirl is because it was not. It wasn't going to be a theatrical release where it was going to make any. It wasn't going to make any money because they were going to be theatrical.
It was basically dropping it on HBO Max.
Yeah, and they said, "Well, we bet it's more advantageous to take the loss to put it, you know, on the balance sheet as a loss than to play a movie that's not going to make us any more money." Right. Really, that's really the bottom line for that. So,
now, if Warner Brothers goes, fuck it, Flash and Aquaman 2 aren't going to make us money, we're going to stop now and fucking call it a loss. I get it. But the problem is Flash and Aquaman 2 are going to make them money.
I don't, maybe Aquaman 2. I don't think Flash is going to make them money.
I think Warner Brothers is dumb enough. To sit there and go, oh my God, people are going to go to these movies because they know it's the last of the Snyderverse. That is exactly what they're going to think. That is exactly why they're going to release it. And exactly, like, this is just craziness, too, because even James Gunn's universe, his reboot of the Justice League and then adding fucking those cameos into Peacemaker with fucking Aquaman and the Flash and the season finale of that show. Like, are they stripping this whole fucking universe down and starting fresh? Because you have to, and now what does that mean for Peacemaker season two? The one, like, one of the things that fucking had it DC going for Warner Brothers, you know, it's like,
yeah, how is that going to look if Peacemaker goes on with, which has his girlfriend in it?
Right.
So, but I can, like I said, this is what I see happening. Cause right now they say, hey, you know, Matt Reeves' Batman is its own separate universe. Okay, cool. For now, that's true. Batman 2 is going to come out. Okay. After that, I would guarantee you it's going to be folded into this new DCU, because there's no way you can have a new Justice League movie or something like that with a new younger Superman and you don't have Batman in it. There's right. fucking no way. So yeah, that's going to be folded into it. No question about it. Just the other thing that is frustrating right now is James Gunn needs to stop responding to people on Twitter who've had an account since September with 56 followers. Like, you're the fucking CEO basically of the new DC universe. You don't fucking have to answer people. Who cares what people say? Just fucking get your shit together and announce something in January like you said you're going to. It's so ridiculous what's going on now. And you know, the comment of, oh yeah, we'd love to have Ben Affleck direct and all that. We're looking, that's never going to happen. Goodbye.
Nope.
Okay. Like I said, Wonder Woman gone, Gal Gadot gone. You know, we have a Blue Beetle movie coming. That's going to pack it into theaters.
Oh, like, yeah, that's like, definitely going to pack it in.
It is so ridiculous. Listen, I understand what he wants to do. You literally do have to like excise the Zack Snyder everything from this universe going forward. If you're going to have a new younger Superman, you already have a young Batman, whatever. But they are just right now, it's like they're making it up by the hour. it is so ridiculous. Like you have what? A month and a half ago, you've got a cameo for Henry Cavill, and then he, you know, after that first opening weekend, yes, I'm back as Superman, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff, whatever. 3 weeks later, yeah, you're fired. We're going a different direction. I mean, it's like, and The Rock, dude, The Rock has got to be fucking pissed. I would love to be a fly on the wall at dude's house. I mean,
oh, yeah.
He thought he was the new architect for the, you know, DCEU. And there's not going to be no fucking Black Adam 2. There's going to be no Black Adam versus Superman. Like, that's all gone. You mean nothing, especially since the movie didn't make shit. Mm. So, and it's on it was literally on HBO Max, you know, what, not even 2 months after it was in the theater?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're going to have Batman 2 coming out, which is not supposedly connected to the main universe. Joker 2, which is not connected to the main universe, nor is it connected to the Batman 2 movie. Blue Beetle, what universe is that connected to? Don't know, don't care. Shazam 2 is coming out, and
That's got to be Snyder.
Look at the remember the trailers for it. They have the Flash in it. They have when he's talking about the, remember, like he was in the psychiatrist's office where you think,
right.
And he's talking about, and it's all Snyderverse. So
exactly. So it's you just scratch your head at the what are you doing, DC? One of those. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I think the Rock thing really threw the wrench in it for me, where I'm like sitting there going, I really enjoyed Black Adam. And I haven't watched it on HBO Max to see if I still enjoy it as much as I do. But that being said, like, now it's every one of these films just feels so pointless and such a waste. Like, I ended up really liking Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think they ended up turning me around on, you know, as long as they didn't fucking bro him out too much, I was good with how they did Aquaman.
Right.
I really like Henry Cavill as Superman. I didn't like the dark tone of Superman and all that, but none of that is Henry Cavill's fault. That dude, bomb ass as Superman. Same for Gal. Not the biggest Gal fan, but fucking, I buy her as Diana. Like, all that. All of it's wasted now. And like to Joe's point about The Rock being pissed, like, he was set to help create, build off this universe. Like, there's no, like, I love what Joe posted on our page when he's like, and Rock's going to take his bike and go home too, because he was like unfollowed Warner Brothers and DC and all that. I don't blame him. I'd be fucking pissed. I would be so beyond pissed that, like, everything I had planned just got fucking pulled out from underneath me. Like, probably no discussion about it whatsoever. They're just like, yeah, we're not going in your direction. You fucking lose.
Well, but plus, they also, listen, he thinks he's the head of the new DCU, but he's not. So no. they don't owe a sit down with him for it. Like, if he's got this line to all these other executives that, you know, got the, you know, he went around them to get the right ones to say yes to Cavill and all that, then go fucking talk to those people. But
right.
James Gunn and that Safran guy, they don't fucking owe you the time of day. You're talent, man. That's it. In their eyes, they got to worry about the next 10 plus years, and they got to do something. I mean, they have just a monumental task ahead of them, and we are not going to see anything that they've had their hands in, like something tangible, for at least 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So this is a long process. I mean, so they got, again, we have a year from now, Aquaman 2 comes out, for Christ's sake. I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
I doubt that sees the light of day. I mean,
no, it has to. It has to.
They have they filmed? They haven't even begun filming that yet.
They have.
It's done.
No, they're done.
Oh, it's done. Done?
Okay, yeah, that's why the one reports are said that when James Gunn and that Safran, when they accepted, the caveat from the top at Warner Brothers was, there's certain things you can't touch. You can't, for right now, you can't touch the Blue Beetle, Aquaman, and Shazam. I think those were the three. I don't know about the Flash, but basically, because those are already in the can, they need to get some kind of return on it. So that's why.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. I have two questions for you. If with James Gunn taking over creative control, do you feel as though he's going to James Gunn up these stories, make it kind of James Gunny, kind of how fucking Taika up
Waititi
Thor, yeah, like how he did, he put his own stamp on Love and Thunder, and everyone was kind of like, yeah, no. James Gunn has that same, but kind of distorted view on filmmaking. Do you think he's going to bring that to this universe, or is this going to be, are we going to have like serious stories with this?
I don't know if this is a good reference, because it's going back, it's politics, but do you remember when Dick Cheney was like in charge of George W. Bush's vice presidential candidate search, and then it turns out that he just gave himself the job. That's literally what James Gunn did with the Superman script. Somebody got hired, kind of, and then they walked away, and then he just says, you know what? I'm just going to hire myself. I'm going to write the script. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if what Superman means to him. He obviously can, he can write, like you say, like the James Gunn-y type stuff, but you know, it's you got to have.
Wait, David, was your question about Superman or just DC in general?
The direction of the universe in general. It doesn't even matter about Superman, because I could throw Superman in on that. Like, are these movies going to have, as much as the Snyderverse had Zack Snyder's stamp, is the DC universe going to have a James Gunn stamp where it feels like a James Gunn universe and not necessarily a DC universe?
If I would think the smart play would be no, it would be to take the Kevin Feige approach and kind of have a blueprint. Like, you be the kind of the James Gunn with, and I don't even know the other guy's name. Whoever is the guy he's
Peter Safran.
Thank you. If him and Safia, I think they should kind of like keep the long view, the kind of like the 10,000 foot view of it, and hire competent directors and producers and writers to manage the smaller individual projects. Because if he does try to make the entire universe like his James Gunn style of movies, it's going to die real quick.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, but I there's part of me that wants to say that he's not going to let his ego get into it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is I just watched the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. I don't know that he has a different tone. I really don't.
He doesn't.
And that's the thing. Like, I, as much as I can see him guiding the ship and saying this is where our story needs to be, I have a feeling that his voice is going to come through too much in these movies. And that's what I'm worried about. My second question to you, gentlemen, what character do you think The Rock's going to play in the MCU now? Because you know that motherfucker's like, I'm done. Fuck you guys. I'm going to the MCU just to give you the finger.
I don't know. I think The Rock should stick. I didn't hate him in Black Adam, but I watched Black Adam last night. And as much as I kind of sort of enjoyed it, The Rock became very monotonous very quick the second time around. So I'm just like, you probably should just stick to more action hero-y type things and not superhero-y things. So I personally think The Rock should stay very far away from the MCU. I think if one of the other universes gets started up, maybe The Rock would be a better fit in one of the other universes where there isn't so much interconnected and tied to it. Maybe a fresh start.
All right. Well, how about Henry Cavill? What if Cavill goes over to MCU?
He can be fucking Captain Britain. He can be Captain Hyperion. He could be fucking anything.
I wouldn't want him to be Hyperion. I would, because that's too much Superman-y. I would want him to be Captain Britain. It's too Superman-y. Yeah, I said that. Captain Britain, definitely.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. It's fucking stupid. It is. I just rewatched Man of Steel to wallow in my fucking grief, you know?
Fucking Warner Brothers broke Joe, guys. He's
fucking done. It did. Yeah, it did. It really did.
I thought Warner Brothers was going to be the death of me. Apparently, they're sinking their claws into Joe. They're like, let's see how we can fuck Joe's life up.
Dude, this is like getting fucking like shanked in prison, then getting kicked in the stomach, and then getting like thrown into solitary, and then getting Epstein'd, man. That's what happened. It's like one day after the other. I'm like, I'm fucking done with this, man.
So let me ask you this, Joe. You have to come to grips with the fact that there's going to be a new Superman.
Yeah.
Who would you want to be Superman? And what story would you want them to try to take on?
I mean, if you're going to do this, I think you go back to how they did it with Christopher Reeve, is you get an unknown. Because I think if you get anyone else, I would really have to think and do some searching. Is there any younger actor that has a name who's gonna sign on to a 3-5 picture deal or something like that, that would also be a draw? You know, I don't know that there is somebody with that. I would love for them to do something different. Okay. Don't do Lex Luthor. I mean, you could have him in the universe in the background in the first movie, but you know, I would like them to do something with Brainiac, where, you know, kind of like how they did with like Justice League Unlimited, where he was part of the consciousness or of the computer on Krypton, and Krypton went away and he's been like going from world to world, and then he ends up at Earth or whatever. I don't know. You know, I just, again, I can't believe we're having a third Ant-Man movie and we don't have Man of Steel 2. We are literally on a parallel Earth that we're having Shazam 2 before Man of Steel 2.
That's really fucked up.
I mean, think about it. That is so, it's comical. Fucking Warner Brothers, man.
Oh my God.
You know, I brought this up before, you know, back when, before, you know, in the mid 70s with the Salkinds getting the rights to Superman from Warner Brothers. Now, when they made the movie, Warner Brothers had to approve things, but Warner Brothers sold the rights. Was like, yeah, I mean, nobody's going to do anything with Superman. Like, are you out of your mind? Yeah. Like, your first fucking superhero that literally made most of the success you have. It's just, like I said, it's when you're not disgusted, you just laugh. You can't. it's a joke. It's a total joke. So I don't know. So and then like what 2.5 weeks ago, James Gunn tweets a picture of Kingdom Come, you know, for whatever. Like, what are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, are you planning to bring back Cavill as Kingdom Come Superman in a Crisis movie like 10 years down the road?
That would be a real F you.
Yeah, that really would. And honestly, like, I don't want Gunn touching Kingdom Come.
No,
I really don't.
I don't.
Like, that to me would be like just overstepping in the most serious way. Like, you can't do that to that specific story. You really need to have a universe that's built up to the MCU level at this point to pull off that story.
Mm-hmm.
And if Gunn thinks he's going to pull it off, sorry, I'm not going to buy it. That shit would be just brutal.
I mean, and by the time this all gets done, there could be a massive amount of superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
And this could all be for shit.
Yep.
So, absolutely. I'll still see it, but
I for one think that if Henry Cavill ever comes back to to do anything with Warner Brothers after the way they've treated him, he's a fucking dumbass. I'm sorry. There's absolutely no way where he, the fans wanted him. I have not heard people cheer the way I've heard people cheer when at the end of a DC movie, like they did when he showed up on screen at the Black Adam post credit. Changed him. They fucking spit in his face with Man of Steel 2, and then he comes back. And he didn't even, I don't know if this is true, but I read that he didn't even really sign a contract.
No, yeah.
When he did that shot, when he did that scene, he just did it on like good faith that they were going to bring him back. And he's a bit like, if I would be like, fuck you, Warner Brothers, you're dead to me from now until the end of the universe.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be beyond pissed. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
that's just playing with someone's emotions. Mm. All right, gentlemen, do we want to do Christmas or do you want to go through shit we watched real quick?
Let's do shit we watched because that would be the shortest segment for me.
Real quick, because I brought it up. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special and. Yeah, no. It's a fucking hard pass. Like, I get it. It's kind of cute in its own way, but, like, the reality of it is like, I didn't need this. It's not in my wheelhouse. I could give a flying rat's ass. Like, kind of clever about getting Kevin Bacon for Peter for Christmas, but like in the end it was just kind of like not that great. Was not impressed. It would be a low Padawan at best. I like that's being super generous.
Yeah. Sure. It had a couple of funny things in there. GoBots killed his cousin. was funny. And I like the one, hey, we got a picture with the God of War. You know, that was funny. But it was okay. I thought it was very interesting. Like, it was, had some adult things in it where, they're doing shots. The fucking cops just start opening fire on a person, with no, as no threat, just start unloading it, that's a really good, it's a good look. I don't know that I'm a fan of that. I mean, it was a practical Groot suit, but I don't know that I'm with swole like Groot.
Swole Groot. So that's solid description though, because it really was. It was now, it was teenage Groot on steroids. Like he was just jacked.
Yeah, I mean, coming from the Werewolf by Night, which I think we all loved, this was this was like one and done. It was forgettable to me. It was, and I know people. There's Marvel people that just love it. Like, I'm gonna watch this every Christmas. Like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah. How about it? Not for me.
Yeah.
We'll just get Titans out of the way because we need to be done talking about fucking Warner Brothers. Season 4 of Titans. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Like, it's at least more interesting, like, so far into the story than it has been the last couple of years. Like, I think the last couple of seasons, it's been really solid first 3-4 episodes, and then it just kind of fucking peters out, and you're just kind of like, whatever. This one at least has the story stretching through and making it interesting. I just caught up on it yesterday, and the CGI in it.
Whew, yeah.
Wow. Oh, it is. It was rough. It was very CW.
They're pushing. This show is getting pushed out the door. That's like, we just got to get rid of it. That's what's happening with that and with probably Doom Patrol.
Yeah. And it's too bad because, honestly, this season of Titans has a decent story. Like, I'm kind of intrigued by where it's going. But, like, yeah, they really are just like, yeah, we're not putting a lot of money into this. You're kind of, this is it for us. And it's too bad. It really is. Real quick, I watched The Lost City with my wife. The fucking Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock, Brad Pitt vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How did they get that many people into that fucking movie? Like, I swear to God, someone had dirt on all three of those people to get them into that fucking movie. Because that was awful. Just saying. That was about as Jar Jar as you could fucking Jar Jar a movie.
Yeah,
It's not quite as bad as Morbius, but it's fucking giving it a good run for its money. Holy shit.
Who's the guy? Who's the main bad guy in that? Was it
Daniel Radcliffe? Yep.
Oh, my.
He gave
a masterclass in overacting.
Yeah, but that's what that movie called for. Like, out of the people I wouldn't expect to pull that performance off would be Daniel Radcliffe. And it was, I mean, the whole fucking, it felt like a very bad remake of Jewel of the Nile. Like,
Romance in the Stone,
Jewel of the Nile, like that.
Yeah, that's actually what I thought it was supposed to be. Like, I thought it was like an unofficial, reboot of that. So not a reboot, what do you call it,
like reimagining?
Yeah,
I don't know, it was not good though. Don't watch that shit. Oh my god. Yeah. It was, even for free, I was like, ow, I just wasted 2 hours. That hurt. Wednesday on Netflix, I binged that fucking show, and that show was fantastic. I had a super fun time watching that show. It was kind of Nancy Drew. It was kind of like, it's definitely Adam's Family. It didn't rely on the whole family, but brought them in and like really used the whole family well. Still very much making it a Wednesday show. It was really cute. I had a really good time. I fucking loved this season. It felt very Adam's Family. It's the best way to do it. And they did it right. Like, it wasn't too over the top. It was just that perfect feel to it. So I had a really good time with Wednesday. I would give it a high battle on. Fucking, that first season was real fun. Joe?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I enjoy it more than Stranger Things. Like, if you're going to compare, like, shows. Mm-hmm. And the Adams, the family part of it was good. The humor was good. I like all the characters. It was very surprising.
Mm-hmm.
that I liked it as much as I did. And I would love for it to continue to, you know, do multiple seasons. She's going to need a lot of money apparently after this, because it's super popular.
Means Netflix is going to cancel it.
Yeah. But her dark humor with different things. And, I really liked, the dichotomy with her roommate.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really good. So I have a feeling next Halloween, you're going to have a lot of, costumes of both of those characters.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Thing was really good too. Like, I actually thought the character of Thing really played well with all the students, and like really kind of making something that felt weirdly out of place in a weird world felt very natural. It was really well done. Like, all the, like, there wasn't really any of the kid acting issues that a lot of these shows have either. They were all really played their parts really well. Like, and some of it was kind of like, you know, you could see shit coming a mile away very easily in this show. But again, if you do it right, I don't really care that it's being foretold. That shit doesn't bother me. It's how you execute it. And this executed it really well. So, yeah. Solid first season, definitely. Speaking of first seasons, Tulsa King is airing right now. That is the... Ty Sheridan is the guy who does those shows, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, it's one of the, and all that.
Yeah, Yellowstone.
Mayor of Kingstown, all that good stuff.
That's fucking coming back in like next month too. Oh my God. And 1923 is dropping in like next week. This is fucking great. But Tulsa King has Sylvester Stallone getting out of a 25-year stint in prison doing mafia shit. And he gets back and thinking that he's going to be like kind of rewarded for all this. And the real reward is that he gets sent to Tulsa to kind of set up the criminal underground there. And it's fucking great. Like, I so enjoy this show. There's moments where it's funny. These shows are so great week to week, but you just want to binge them and like watch it all at once, because it really does like leave you hanging every week where you're just like, I gotta know what's going on. But I think that's kind of the magic of doing this week to week, where you're just kind of like still building it, that anticipation and where it's gonna go. Tulsa King is so fucking fun to watch. It is funny, smart, fucking just give it up for it so far.
Number one, if you don't like Stallone, you're not gonna like it, okay?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But absolutely. If you know, I love mafia stuff, shocking. And it's funny. The characters are funny, the situations are funny, the ATF agent thing, I hope they do a second season. I heard it's only gonna be one season, but
oh no.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I heard.
Oh, but it can't be.
But no,
oh, no.
It's so much. It's like my favorite show right now to watch.
Yeah.
I started watching that. We were behind two episodes, and my wife, she went out with her girlfriends or whatever, and it was like a late, you know, like a dinner theater thing. And so I was up in the room and I started watching it. She got home. She's like, "You watching Tulsa King without me?" I'm like, "I didn't think you gave a shit about it." No. So it's. So that's the way to go, man.
Really good. If it is only one season, that is super sad, because like, I don't know that Stallone has it in him to play an action role anymore. But he is so good in this. Like, it, as much as it is Stallone, it's a completely, like, if you've ever watched Oscar, you know what Stallone playing a mafia guy kind of is. He was over the top, corny, and all this shit. This feels like as funny and like unbelievable as the situation is. He pulls it off so well. Like, he is such a fish out of water where he doesn't care, and like trying to get reacclimated to the times. Like, because you're talking about a guy who's went in before political correctness got as far as it did. And he's coming out like, just like, what the fuck? And like in Tulsa of all places, where you really wouldn't think like a lot of these like changes would be as prevalent as they are. And he's just like getting slapped across the face with stuff. It is fucking a riot. And the way he plays it, so good. Like, honestly, this might be some of Stallone's best acting.
It's really good. And this, in the last episode with his brother and what happened and everything.
Yeah.
That was really good, man. Really good.
Honestly, if he doesn't at least get a nod for acting in the Emmys, he's going to be seriously robbed, because it really is one of his best performances of his career. And it's a great story. I hope this goes for another, at least one more season, because it is really great.
By the way, Oscar was absolutely one of my favorite movies.
Dude, that's a fucking sleeper hit, dude. Like, honestly, that is really a fucking... I've seen Oscar more times than I can care to remember, probably because it was, like, fucking one of those HBO staples where they just played it all the fucking time. I watched it every fucking time it was on, too.
I haven't seen it in, God knows, it's got to be, like, 10, 12 years.
I bet you it's longer than that. I bet you it's been a good 20 years since you
Probably, but now that you've said the name, I have to now go watch that movie again, because that movie was so freaking good.
Yeah, really underrated.
Yeah, and sleep—that is the definition of a sleeper hit. Yeah. I don't even know if it was a hit.
It was panned by everybody. I bet you on Rotten Tomatoes, it's like a 40 or some shit like that. But it really was like, if you don't go into it thinking you're getting fucking a highbrow movie, and you're gonna have a fucking great time. Like, it's just so funny and like so corny, but like, it's just Stallone having a fucking good time. And, like, everybody in that cast was having a good time. So, yeah. Fucking Oscar. Holy shit. And then the last thing that we're going to talk about is Yellowstone so far. Holy shit. This fucking family, man. I fucking tell you. I am so invested on everything that happens to this family, and I don't have a fucking single stake in any of it. Like, it's so crazy, but it's so fucking outrageous. It literally has some of the best moments where you're just like, you know, things are going to go fucking sideways. And when they go sideways, it's done so fucking well. Like, Beth, honestly, every time she loses her shit is fucking brilliant. If you're not watching Yellowstone, you need to binge everything about it. Get caught up. It is so good. It's beautifully shot, first off.
Oh my God.
It's so gorgeous. Acted fucking brilliantly. Storytelling, brilliant. Like, it intertwines everything so well. It's just one of the best shows on TV, without a doubt. And every season is fucking solid. Like, there's not ever a sleeper episode. Like, even if there's not a ton of shit happening, it is the one show that in Tulsa King, pretty much anything that fucking Ty Sheridan is writing is the only time I will put my phone down and completely pay attention to what I'm watching, because it's so beautiful. Like, everything about it, you want to take in and not be distracted.
The last time, like, we watch Yellowstone 20 minutes into it so we can skip or whatever commercials, but on Sunday. So, I mean, and I can honestly say the last time we would watch a show quote unquote live was when The Walking Dead was in its heyday.
Yeah.
So, And then you've got, you know, this, I think tonight is the mid-season finale, and then next week starts Yellowstone 1923.
Yeah.
With Helen Mirren Harrison and Indiana Ford. Jones. Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
I
just saw the commercial for that today. I was like, whoa, I didn't realize Harrison Ford was playing anything, like, not that wasn't a theatrical release.
Yeah, honestly, anything this guy's writing right now, people are clamoring to do it, because, like, if you go back and watch 1893, like, he literally got people, like, it was Tim McGraw and fucking
Faith Hill.
Two people you wouldn't, like, ever expect to act. Fucking pulled off an acting, like, performance that you wouldn't believe. But it's so good. his writing and the way he sees the world and describes these characters and like the journey he puts them through is so unbelievably realistic. And like, you're like, it's weird to say that, but like, you can see all of this shit kind of happening, and it's just, it's fucking crazy and beautiful. These like spinoffs of Yellowstone are usually one season. So like, I don't think you'll get a second season of 1923, right. But that's kind of the joy of doing this, is that these little mini series of seasons, offshoots of Yellowstone, are basically just fucking 6-hour movies, you know, it's or whatever. Like, I think fucking 1893 was like what, eight episodes, 10 episodes?
Hold on, I'm looking at it right here. 1883, 10 episodes.
10 episodes. So you're getting basically a 10-hour movie of just some of the most brilliant shit that's on television right now. If you're a big name actor, like, this is the shit you would like easily go to TV for, without a doubt. I can't wait for 1923. That looks so good. Fucking that dude is just nailing it. And Mayor of Kingstown coming back, like that first season of Mayor of Kingstown, like Jeremy Renner like puts on a performance through that where you're just like, holy shit.
I finally watched that like a couple of few months after those it wrapped up. It was really, really good.
Yeah, and it's funny, I didn't realize that Ty Sheridan wrote on like Sons of Anarchy and shit like that. Like, he's been writing for a while, but now that he's like running his own shows, like, you can see that he's just been talented forever. This dude, fucking
yeah. And there's good still on him. There's still that other series that that Triple Six or whatever,
yeah,
ranch that's gonna, yep, be coming out at some point.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one too. I was thinking about that the other day too. I'm like, when the fuck is that one coming out? Because I actually like the kid that went, yes, down to that, yep, ranch. So yeah. I'm like, fuck, I want to see what's going on with him. I was actually
the thing is that was a real ranch. He's done this his whole life. He bought that. So it is, yeah, a functioning ranch, and they are filming at that ranch. Mm-hmm. So obviously the location cost is not, you don't have that, yeah, but it's, and he has them learn how to do cowboy stuff so they can be on a horse, so they can, you know, throw the rope and all that. So it is, it's just crazy, man. It's the realism of it. And it's so politically not correct, the show.
Oh, God, no.
I mean,
no, not at all. Beth is probably the least politically correct person, well, yeah, on the planet, but she's so fun to watch where you're just like, holy shit. Like, you just know shit's going to go down with her. And there's moments where you're like, oh, if she could just shut her mouth and just be calculated, she'd be so hard to deal with. But she telegraphs every move she's going to make and still fucking makes those moves. Like, you're just like, holy shit. Like, I guess it doesn't matter, because she will tell someone, I'm never going to let that happen. I will do everything in my power. Someone that's supposed to be her ally too. Like, she just fucking goes off on people and tells them their plan. Like, there's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop me. She's fucking a lunatic. It's brilliant. Oh my God. It's one of the craziest things you'll ever watch. Literally, we were watching it, I forget, a few weeks ago, and I messaged Joe. I'm like, this fucking family, like, they're fucking lunatics. They're all fucking crazy. It's so fun to watch. All right. Well, that is it for the shit we watched. I guess it would be time to do our Christmas gifting.
Are we going to turn our cameras on for this or what?
I think we do.
Oh, look at you, sir.
Yeah. See these? Yeah. That's brought to you by this.
I'm the fucking donkey here because I totally did not. I fucked up your gifts. You guys, your gifts will not be here until after Christmas.
Oh, that's fine. Fuck, who cares?
But I did get something. I can actually tell you what it is if you want.
No!
No, don't tell us.
All right. Fucking lunatic.
Well, there's actually two gifts. I'll say this. There's a part one and a part two, and they're kind of related, which is why I didn't... I could have sent out part one, well, part two, but it didn't... Wouldn't have made sense without part one. So,
David, yeah. you see your from last with the cookie jar thing, the Superman.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I'm working on my statues. Hold on, I'm going to show you this. Hold on, let me grab it so you can see it. Keep talking.
Fucking, I'm going to go grab a statue. You did get that part of my gift that. Supposed to go in the refrigerator, correct?
Yes, I believe I did.
Okay.
So this is primed. Hold on a second. I don't want her head to fall, but so this is a quarter scale. I don't know how you can see it good. This is Bombshell Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Ooh.
So
that is nice.
Yeah. I got a heater for my shed, so I turn the heater on for a couple hours ahead of time. So then I go in there and airbrush and do my stuff. So
nice.
Anyway, all right. So
who's gonna start?
Open.
All right. I'll start opening.
Go.
Go catch it.
Oh, you don't even have boxes open? What are you doing, man?
Duncan, I'm glad I didn't pay for overnight shipping since it got there overnight anyway.
It did.
UPS, it's like delivering today.
Duncan, did you get it? Did you get it? I was like, fuck, bro. Like, Jesus.
I don't want it to get lost or somebody to grab it.
All right, this is David's gift. You fuckers got something for me to put on a shelf, right?
Oh, nice. Oh yeah.
Nice. Wonderful.
Dude. That's nice. Fucking awesome.
Does this really work? Because I could take this and throw it at some of my kids.
Fucking try.
We're recording, so you need to explain what you got.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. Because we're not. Yeah. So I got a Batarang replica from Batman Beyond.
Oh yeah, fucking awesome.
Which is awesome because I could literally take this to my office and throw it.
Get somebody right in the lower back as they're walking away.
Right. or one of my staff members, because honestly, I think sometimes the staff members are worse than the kids.
Yeah,
but that's a different story, different podcast.
That's why I don't take Maribel's Harley Quinn bat he gave me into my office. There, it would have happened. I would have hit someone with it at some point.
Yeah. So, are we taking turns? Or am I going again, or what? What are we doing?
I don't care. I mean,
somebody else go.
Why don't you guys? So, you guys. So for mine, both open yours, and I have them numbered. So I want you to both open number one at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. So wait, are we doing them?
Just go in my box. Open my box.
So wait, I'll be right back. Hold on. Oh, your box is like right there. It's like right off camera.
And I, like I said, we used to have all different boxes, and then we got rid of them. And now every time we need a box, we don't have the right box. That's why I'm just throwing it in there with a lot of padding. So it's just the way it is.
Yeah, our box situation was kind of fucked this year too.
We used to have remember the video game Q-Bert? Remember with the
yes, yes.
So that's how our boxes were in the storage area. They were like, and then you would grab one and they would all fall and shit. So
all right, I'm opening up one.
One.
All right, open up one. later.
And this is a Han and Chewie t-shirt. Smuggler's Whiskey.
Yes. Nice.
Very nice.
Oh, very, that's very awesome. Nice.
That's specially made by my wife.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
this is a Gina original.
She's got heat press. She printed that out. And
nice. Oh, limited edition.
All right.
That's so sweet.
I'm glad there's not an egg chair on it.
No.
I saw that box. I almost texted you. I'm like, what'd you send me? An egg chair? You
yeah, I wanted, I wanted to get rid of one of them. What is that one? So number, both of you, and then you can open number two. You can open it first, David. They're not the same. So.
Oh, nice.
I got number two.
Oh, Flashpoint Batman Unmasked. Oh, that is dope, dude.
Yeah, that's a good... I like that figure, man. Thomas Wayne. That's one of the better McFarlane figures.
I got a Moon Knight coffee mugs. Yes.
Mr. Coffee there.
Nice.
Yes, can never have enough coffee mugs.
Yes.
Because you can never have enough coffee.
Yes.
That is facts, dude. I have a lot of coffee mugs, but I use very few of them.
All right, number three.
This is part, all this stuff is part of the other stuff you're going to open.
Jesus, you guys, I'm going to have to literally start planning for your Christmas gifts next year. Ooh. By like next week.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. All right. This is, I don't know what this is.
And that's
this is going to be a stand for something.
Okay. So now open the next one. Okay. It is.
Oh, motherfucker.
Okay. So that was three. This is four. Four. We're opening.
And I don't care if this is terrible podcasting, because this is just fun, because
I'm just dying. Totally.
I had to wrap it good, because I didn't want anything to get damaged.
I think mine might have been
damaged. That's why I'm like trying to be gentle. I'm like...
Oh, this is so fucking awesome. But I think mine's is broken.
What happened?
I think mine's is broken.
Oh no.
Yeah, this is a
R2-D2.
Fuck.
And yes, this. But it's all right. That's why. That is why God invented crazy glue.
Let me see. Hold it up. Let me see what broke.
The leg. The whole. It's in two pieces. This piece here.
Okay, so the bottom one just glues on. That one, so that
and
one.
And this piece right here.
Okay.
Damn. So I can literally see where it broke. It's on his left side.
Yeah, I should have put it in a bigger box. Damn it.
It's all right. It's all right. It's definitely something I can glue. Mm. But this is so cool.
This next one better not be broken, because then I'll be really upset.
So this is what did you get, David?
I got R2.
Oh, you got R2 too?
Same thing.
Okay, cool. Oh, so can I confess to you that we're starting in my program, we're going to be starting a 3D printing class.
Nice.
And I was like, I purposely pushed it so that I could get this.
Oh, stuff fucking like this. Come on. Dude, that is so fucking hot.
So there's magnets on the base. There's magnets on the base. So you put the R2 goes on the larger base. She goes on the magnet base, and then she's giving him the plans, and she's in a thong.
Oh my, my 12-year-old geek me is geeking the fuck out right now.
So listen, so there was also a skirt, but. I messed it up, and I'm like, I'm not even going to send the skirt. Like, a removable skirt to put on. I'm like, David's going to have the skirt off all the time anyway.
Oh, hell yeah. Who wouldn't?
Why would you have the skirt on?
So just so that we're not being horrible podcasters, David, Joe sent us a, what is it, a 4-inch? What is this, 4 inches high? Hi. Leia?
I don't know if it's if it's 10 scale or 6 scale, but it is. I 3D printed this and then gave it a bronze finish, and it
looks
is,
like I would have thought it like it was gunmetal type. Actually,
it's a bronze finish, and it is sexy Leia with a thong, handing R2 the plans, and I will post a picture of it on our site.
Oh my God, it is fucking awesome.
I just realized that
fucking awesome.
R2, his little thing too is broken here. Isn't it? Isn't it broken? Yeah. I don't know where that is. Well, there's a lesson for you, Joseph. Don't ship
if it doesn't look good, I'll just reprint one. It's not a big deal. And it's
God, that is fucking incredible.
But the thing is, I don't know where it is.
It would have. Well, it's probably in the wrapping somewhere because it was all.
I'll find it.
That is amazing.
Oh, I got it. So, all right, I got some arts and crafts stuff to do.
This is amazing. You got magnets in her feet and in the base, so she stays upright.
Yeah, I see it. I got it.
It is beautiful.
It is
straight up beautiful.
Yeah, like I got.
I'm glad at least she's not broken, because that
would have broke my heart. Yeah, that would have broke my heart.
That would have broke my heart. That would have been rough. Oh my God, I'm like fucking speechless. Wow. Like, that is the most like.
Look at the detail on this. Like, you have to really, when you post this picture on our Facebook page, like, you got to get like a really good close-up
picture. I've got a bunch of pictures already taken. I haven't posted them because I didn't.
What made you think to put this on magnets? That's a brilliant idea.
Well, so the dude who made the model, like, this was one of his earlier ones, and normally when you do 3D print a model, is they make they make keys. So you have like the foot that either has a female or a male end, and then the base is the opposite. And then, so that would go in, right? And then you can glue it or whatever. For whatever reason, he just had like little indentations for the feet. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. So I did the magnets.
I'm literally going to put this right next to my Vader. And Vader's looking at his daughter like, you slut, you.
The fucking level of detail is fucking amazing, dude.
It is awesome, dude.
Like,
yeah, this
unreal.
So this guy, I'll send you a link to this guy. So this guy does all kind of Star Wars, like, sexy designs, like Mandalorian.
I still want that She-Hulk. That fucking She-Hulk. I'm not even kidding, dude.
Which one? I want
that fucking She-Hulk.
It's a naked She-Hulk.
Oh,
dude, I'm telling you. But this is fucking ridiculous.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I meant to put a piece of paper in there that had something on there, and it had the picture of this, and it says, "The Force is throng with her." thong. I'm sorry. Thong with her.
Oh my God. That is fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
It's gonna be real easy to crazy glue this back and everything. It'll be perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Go ahead, Joe. You open up. You open up something, Joe.
All right. David's box here. Anyone first, David?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Oh, nice. Little.
Captain America.
Hero pose.
Yeah. I got us.
I go with my other cap stuff up there. My cap. You can't swim. Captain America stuff up there. My little Marvel corner is like right here. Woo, woo. Everything else is DC. Very nice.
You need to get those shelves up.
I know. Oh, don't tell me about that. That's. I was thinking about today.
Another coffee mug. Whoop, whoop.
Do we know you with or you. Why you?
Yes, you know me. You definitely know me. Because.
What is this? It's a Superman logo thing.
Oh, all right. Wait for Dunk to open that one from me. Wait. The little square one.
Little square one? Okay. One sift to another. Nice.
Try it, honey.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
What is this?
It's a...
All right. So it's there's a little tea light in there that you can turn on, and you put the like logo over there so it lights up.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. That's wild.
It's like a night light, you mean?
I have this... is kind of a like it has a light up on the back. Okay. So if I turn it on, it lights up. It's basically the same idea. Just you light it up. It's a little knickknack. Just gotcha. For you.
Okay. Got it. All right. Knickknack.
See?
I'm giving you knickknack shit.
See that?
Yeah.
Like that.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
It's got Batman and Superman. Interchangeable and colored filters. Very cool.
And we have this is nice. Batman, the Matt Reeves Batman. Yep. Yes.
So Matt I got Reeves. Us all Christmas ornaments. So I got Obi-Wan from the series. I put him on my tree already. I like. Had that shit when she was starting to decorate the tree. I went out there and threw Obi-Wan on there. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, it's my contribution to Christmas.
So I don't normally put up a tree, but
I know you don't.
I will consider putting up a tree.
I have ornaments that I don't put on my tree that I actually have like standing up with shit.
Gotcha. Like, okay.
Flash. Which... Oh. Dun, dun. He'll save every one of us. Gordon's
of that.
Alive?
That was the first movie that I can ever recall having a post-credit scene.
Oh, the Ming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That never That's came right. to fruition.
That yep. never came to fruition. Yep.
Yeah. The minute I saw that, I'm like, oh, that's fucking Joe all day. Like,
So I got the R2 kind of standing up like the way you're supposed to. So, yeah, definitely going to crazy glue everything and it'll be perfect. Nice.
Oh, wild. What the fuck is this? Oh, this is awesome. This is fucking Back to the Future, Marty.
Got Marty McFly.
Got the guitar, skateboard, backpack. He's got, what else is that? Is that other piece that he's got in there? This is NECA. It's got to be NECA, isn't it?
I think
it's
is.
NECA. Yeah, NECA's awesome. It's got Marty with sunglasses. Oh, video camera. That's, he's got the fucking old, the shoulder video camera.
Oh my god!
That's fucking awesome. That man, that is super detailed. Like I'm looking at the jean jacket and the jeans.
Yeah.
Like this has got good reference for me when I paint stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked with how good it was.
Yeah, I was like, awesome, man. Oh, thank you.
So once again, you guys have overshown me in Christmas gifts, but it's okay because I think my gifts to you once when they eventually get there in March or April sometime they're sentimental and from the heart. So
as are ours. Like
not that yours aren't, but mine's are. I want a little bit different. I went a little bit different. I went I veered left a little bit.
I'm going to make it so that you have to have like a geek corner for yourself.
I know you are, but you know what? So in my office, next year, I'm actually really thinking. So I was like, all right, I could put something in this corner here. I have a wall right here that you guys can't see, but it's pretty plain. So I'm like, all right, I can put shelving right here. I can put a bookcase, like kind of like not as elaborate behind Joe. Just a plain one, but that'll be something. Right.
I gotta show you this thing. I ordered this like months ago. This was AMC.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a popcorn thing. This opens up or whatever.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember seeing that in the theaters.
I got that, and then I got a Hawk Girl statue. It was half price on Black Friday. And then I just got this at the comic book store.
Oh, nice.
What a fucking great cover.
Damn.
That is. That should go on my wall of comic. I gotta show you guys my
for something that's
comic.
This old, the freaking color and everything, it's unbelievable any of this stuff survived.
Right. I gotta show you my updated wall of comicdom. I moved my desk, which I just found out this week that I might be moving my desk again, but I got a bigger, more expanded wall.
Like, that statue's ridiculous. Like, honestly, like, that's the most impressive thing ever.
Which statue?
That one. Leia statue.
Yeah. Like, oh my god. Wait, it's a good thing I didn't have this when I was.
So that's of course 3D printed. So the base is printed on this printer here in plastic, and then the rest of it's on my resin printer for the detail. And then I had to glue the pieces together, fix the seams. It was primed black, and then on both the statues it's called dry brushing. So like I took this bronze paint, right, and you take it and you put a little dab of it, you put your paintbrush on it, and then you basically wipe most of it off, and then you just do this, you get in the highlights of it, so you still see like the black in the shadows and that kind of thing. And then the base, I just grabbed three different things and just kind of made it. I wanted to make it look like old or rusty or metal or whatever. So that's just, it's just random. So
it looks, it really looks good. Like, it really looks like brushed metal.
Yeah.
Like gunmetal type thing.
It's fucking impressive. Like, it really is.
Yeah. With the magnets is what I was worried about, because I had to do that after the fact and drilling in the feet and all that. It was like, oh man. I was like, if this fucking snaps.
How long did it take you to do this?
Weeks.
Oh my god.
A couple weeks. Yeah, weeks. Because I had some failures, you know, some printing failures, and you know, and then I just, again, just, you got to put it together, glue it, fill up some of the gaps and all that kind of stuff. And you got to priming. It's a pain. I airbrush prime it, and then dry brush it, and then glue it all, you know, and then it's just, it takes a while, but I saw that. I'm like, oh, they're going to fucking love this. I'm like, this is perfect.
Facts. This total facts.
Like, it's perfect. And I was like, and I was trying to modify the skirt, because the skirt was scratching it as you put it on and off. And I was like, I'm just not going to send the skirt. It's, you know.
Yeah, no. She doesn't need a skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally does not need a skirt. A skirt would have taken away from it.
Yeah. But
good call on sending her skirtless.
Absolutely. Damn. That's crazy.
Gentlemen, my hat is off to you. I'm not wearing a hat, but my hat is definitely off to you. You have exceeded my expectations yet again.
That's the goal. Yeah, it's always the goal, man.
I am not a Christmas person. I do enjoy giving gifts, but this really makes me happy to be a geek and to be a part of this this crew right here.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
that's crazy. I'm so fucking speechless on this thing. Like, I'm absolutely in love with it. Like, I couldn't have asked for this. Like,
yeah, when I found this, like, I was just going through things and I was like, oh my God, this, both of them. I go, this is perfect for both of them. Because if
yeah.
love Star Wars and Leia and Vader and all that kind of stuff. And
Definitely a hit. 10 out of 10.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is a Jedi all day. Now I just got to figure out. Now I need more space. Fuck.
That's the problem with when you collect stuff. You need more space. Well, I have a week off between Christmas and New Year, so I will be planning out my expansion.
You lucky fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't be off after New Year's. I won't be off again until I have like a day off for Easter, and then not again until the end of the school year. So fuck you.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I think the only time I'm really looking forward to having off is at the end of February. My daughter's coming down for a week, so that'll be nice.
We should, you know what? Even though this isn't recording the video, we should do the camera while we're doing the shit. Like, I don't know why we haven't done that. I know in the past it's always recorded it and it slows shit down and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, but this just, I'm just recording the video still. So, I mean the audio.
Right.
So.
That works for me.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Fuck. That's craziness.
Yeah, you take some pictures. I'll put some pictures up to it. And, I had sent like Marable it and Mark Busking and Paul Hart. Wow. I just say, hey, this is what I got coming for them. And they're like, oh,
nice.
Oh, this is even better knowing that they know I got this. I would have been like, oh, they fucking held tight. Oh my God. I would have been like, that's impressive. Goddamn.
Definitely impressive.
Fuck. That's beautiful. All right. Well, that's it. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Rearrange my, my shelves so this can be displayed. I hope my shelf isn't in my meeting camera. Fuck. Shit. I do need that skirt.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Well, I don't, because none of my stuff will be on camera. So keep the skirt.
That's great. All right. Well,
all right, gentlemen.
Until next time, you've been listening to Vintage Geeks, where we are saving the multiverse one podcast at a time.
Report from Dr. Frederick, the respected child psychologist, in which he states, and I quote, some children who admire these over-pumped superheroes do poorly in school, quarrel with their siblings, and refuse to eat their vegetables. This is what these self-appointed guardians of humanity are really about, cashing in on their image, shilling for whoever's got the deepest pockets. It's not enough that they turn our kids into bullies and delinquents with their arrogant might makes right policy. Time we told these supercilious sideshow swindlers what we think of them. You're no superhero. You're superhero. Just proves what I've said all along. Behind those masks, they're menacing.
We demand the truth. Power. Millions lost power tonight. Did the heroes think of that before they took on this weirdo?
Look, I've seen showgirls with more modesty than this so-called Wonder
How
Woman.
How much longer are we going to put up with this kind of reckless endangerment and wanton disregard for public safety? Just Gus Lee says we're better than you.
And I'm sure you can account for the fact that since your so-called Justice League formed, white-collar crime is up 3%. 50% of marriages now end in divorce. And the other 50% in death.
And not the least of the problems we face is that of aliens and so-called superheroes who act on their own as judge, jury, and often executioner.